Every 3 minutes, there is an unarmed black man being killed by public service of the police department. And that's not including the people that they shoot that do not die. In custody deaths. I'm Maria Hamilton. My son was 31 years old and Dontre was murdered at Red Arrow Park, April 30th, 2014. It was broad daylight. There was over 100 witnesses to the actual shooting. Dontre in 2013 was diagnosed as a schizophrenic. He was going to the outreach clinic on East Capitol to get his monthly shot. And he went in March and they told him that they didn't have his medication and he didn't have state insurance anymore. So I ripped and ran the whole month backwards and forth from behavioral health to outreach, behavioral health. Because if you go to behavioral health to get your medication, you must not have insurance. So they wouldn't give him the medication at behavioral health. And the medication had been out of the system at that point 2 months. So he had started hallucinating again and hearing the voices. So the Monday before April 30th, I seen him. His eyes looked kind of glassy. He wasn't himself. He was really quiet and kind of subdued. So I called behavioral health and had the task team to go out to his home.
Okay.
And they left the house. It was time for them to get off of work.
Oh my God.
So they left the house and didn't take him to behavioral health. So later on that evening, and his roommate got there, Dontre started hearing the voices, and the voices was telling him that they were going to hurt him and steal his money. So he left and went to Nate's house. By this time, it's 8 or 9 o'clock. Nate had left to go to leave for the night. And Dontre called me from Nate's house and was like, they in there because all their cars are here. I'm like, no, Dontre, his car isn't there. And Damien's car is in there. He was like, Mom, they're in there. So I told him, no, nobody's there. So I wanted him to eat and get some rest. So I was like, okay, Dontre, do me a favor. I asked him if he had money on him. He was like, yeah. So I said, well, go downtown and get your room. And we'll deal with all of this when I get off of work. Because I was working 5 a.m. in the morning to 11. Mm-hmm. So I would have been downtown anyway. Mm-hmm. So he got his food. And when he got to the Hampton Inn and got in his room and everything, he called me. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have Nate come and get you in the morning. And they said, well, I'm getting ready to go and get him. And then Dontre called me and was like, Mom, if I leave this hotel room, somebody going to kill me. I was like, Dontre, ain't nobody going to kill you. He was like, yeah, I know that I'm going to die. And I was like, I'm not trying to hear that. I said, I'm going to have Nate come and get you. And Nate called me. I dozed off and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I called Nate. And he was like, I can't find Dontre. They say he checked out his room. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to keep calling. Nate kept calling. Damien kept calling. And I left home to get me something to eat. And I called behavioral health. And I talked with James at behavioral health in emergency. He said, well, Ms. Hamilton, if you can get him out here before I leave, I'll make sure that I have them administer the medication. By this time, it's like 3:20-something. It was during the time that Trey was being killed. The Milwaukee Police Department detectives did all the interviews of the investigation, and we were told once the DNC got there, they actually took over at that point. But 80% of the case and all the interviews were done by the Milwaukee Police Department when there should have been two outside agencies that wasn't affiliated with the police department to do the investigation. It didn't happen. And the two officers that was over the DNC investigation were actually retired Milwaukee police officers. The video footage from Starbucks was rendered to the Milwaukee Police Department, and that video never surfaced as well to date. Christopher Manning was fired. There was an appeals hearing why he tried to get his job back. So that was another, I want to say, 5 to 6 months of trauma. The fire and police commissioner upheld the firing of Christopher Manning, so he cannot work for the Milwaukee Police Department, but he can work at any other police department in the United States. That's why we have a lot of these repeat shootings, because when they're fired from the location where they work at, the police union bylaws are in place to actually prevent them from not being fired from any other, working at any other location. So that's why we have repeat police officers killing people and just going to other police departments. If Christopher Manning had been dealt with, and I'm going to say dealt with because he had 17 complaints against him prior to Dontre, and one of them was he had broke a woman's arm at her house, cussing, swearing at people. One was a sexual assault a year before Dontre died, and they only found out he was schizophrenic when they interviewed me for 45 minutes in a car with a recording, mm-hmm. not telling me that I was being interviewed, and they wouldn't let my son get in the car or nothing. And I was like, we're really close, and I'm surprised I haven't heard from my son today. And when I said that, the detective that was sitting on that side put his head down, and I asked him what's going on. Well, there was an altercation at Radio Park between an officer and
that's why I knew they messed up.
And Dontre, and he's deceased. I said, well, take me to my child. Well, I can't because they're doing autopsy, and then there has to be a state autopsy. They held my son. That was April 30th. His body was released to us on the following Wednesday, which was the 6th of May. And they had left his body out at the coroner's office. So I had to, the funeral people told us that you have to do his funeral as soon as possible if you want to have an open casket. They didn't put him in a cooler. Because Dontre had been beaten with that stick prior to being shot. Dontre had 8 bruises and lacerations over the upper part of his body from Christopher Manning hitting him with that stick before Dontre was actually able to turn and get it from him. And then they wiped the stick clean. So Christopher Manning, it was his stick for 13 years. His DNA was nowhere on it. Only Dontre's DNA was on the handle. Because they wiped it clean and pressed his hand down on it. We did have another autopsy. Dontre had 21 bullet holes in his body from the 15 gunshot wounds. The 7 of them exited as well. six of his organs had piercings from the bullets that entered, and Christopher Manning stood over him and shot him point blank in the back of his neck. Yes, we actually got a copy of our autopsy, and we went to City Hall in front of the mayor's office, and Nate and them did a demonstration because seven of the bullets that had pierced his main organs were downwards.
And he was laying down?
Yep, he was on the ground when he was actually shot. The last seven shots. They knew that Dontre wasn't homeless at the park. His keys and his rent receipt where he had paid his rent for the month of May was in his wallet. When they contacted me at 12 o'clock midnight, they told me they didn't have no contact. They couldn't ID him. But Dontre got his name tattooed on his arm. His license was in his wallet. They knew exactly who he was. And they had his house keys. They knew who his landlord was. They had already went to the property and all of that before they contacted me. Dontre laid down there till DNC got there. So DNC didn't get there until after 8 o'clock. My baby laid down there for 4.5 hours on that ground. That's why where his head was, you can actually go right now and see the dark place where the blood soaked into the concrete.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So Red Arrow Park is ground zero for me. And that's why I go and spend time with him. That's where I go and pray and meditate right there because his presence is there. So he lives, his spirit lives through the work that we do in the cities and cities across this nation. When I go and speak, I always say that Dontre, the human being, was planted in me, and now he's planted as a seed in the earth as he go and sit beside his Father in heaven for us to do this work. And this work, it's a movement. This is a systemic slavery that's embedded into the very fabric of the United States. Our government designed all of these activities that's going on in our communities when they took the jobs out of our communities, when they stopped putting federal fundings into our schools, when they started paying our pastors and these churches federally to not deal with hurt people in this community. Our transportation to back and forth to jobs. One social justice need is a link in a change for the design to keep us embedded in poverty. So it's all a cycle. But I got woke when y'all took my child and felt as though I didn't deserve as a human being to know where my baby was, what happened to him, and why it happened to him. Y'all don't give me answers. Y'all done pissed me off. Because as a human being, I deserve to know those three things. And to this day, I still don't know why that happened to Dr. Red Arrow Park. Other than he was racially profiled by a manager at Starbucks. And they covered it up. And they wanted it to go away. And they wanted me to be silenced. And it backfired. Yes, I have a national organization that